The Jews, for 400 years, in captivity in Egypt, were led out. Every one of us has seen a movie, something depicting this. Be it Charlton Heston, be it a cartoon, be it something. We have all seen the faces of the Israelite people as they are leaving Egypt. Packed up, the old and the young, the sick, the healthy, men and women, all of them leaving, playing lyres and flutes and trumpets, shouting at the top of their lungs, crying in joy and ecstasy because they are leaving their captivity in Egypt. And they are led by a pillar of fire as they process out of the gates of Egypt. And today we celebrate that same feat, but a greater captive, a greater slave master, not for 400 years, but for the entire length of creation. From the moment that Adam fell, the devil and death had dominion over mankind and kept us captive in Hades. And the moment that Christ died and descended into Hades, that captivity was over. And he led those in Hades and all of us here today and all who will ever live on the face of this earth out of the gates of Hades as Moses led the Israelites out of the gates of Egypt. When we think about the Israelites, we think about the joy that they expressed, the music that they played, the laughter and the tears that they shed. Decorum and humility be damned on this day, if never another time. Bells ring in church. When you walk up, you have in front of you and at your feet the very gates of Hades itself, burst open, torn down by our Lord. They can never shut again. He tells Peter, against the kingdom of God, the gates of Hades shall not prevail. They are torn down. They cannot be rebuilt. And they lie at our feet. As you approach that great light that leads us out of darkness and Hades and death, Christ himself, who will be present with us in the Holy Eucharist. As you approach and draw near to him, as the Israelites drew near to that great pillar of fire that led them out of the darkness of Egypt, walk, trample upon these gates, these bars that have been broken and laid at your feet. This is not a time to tiptoe around, to not want to destroy the carpet, to worry about your shoes. This is a time to stomp boldly upon the gates of hell because our Lord has ripped them down and they shall never again be. He is the victor over death. Amen.